It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Green Bay hosts the NFL draft at the end of next week, and the community is bracing for hundreds of thousands of visitors over the three-day event.
Some businesses are extending their hours and loading up on extra goods to absorb the surge, while others are choosing to temporarily close to avoid the chaos.
Residents are renting out their houses for hundreds of dollars a night. Hotels seeing big business, though there may be some rooms available.
And local airports and cell phone networks are boosting their capacity.
We're checking in on the work being done ahead of the draft to get the greater Green Bay area ready. Jeff Bollier is business reporter for the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
All right, a week away, is everything ready to rock, or is there just a scurrying, frantic level of activity there in Green Bay, Jeff?
The frenzy is on, but we will be ready in Green Bay. I am confident of that. From public safety agencies working together to, as you mentioned, Green Bay Austin Strobel International Airport, to business community and our amusement and entertainment venues as well.
Paint us a picture of the area around Lambeau Field. What is it going to look like during the draft?
Yeah, so the area around Lambeau Field and the Titletown District to the west of it will be largely kind of blocked off, and it'll be 800,000 square feet of football fund right on the grounds. And then surrounding that, though, will be other businesses, other, you know, food truck parks, you know, people doing whatever they can to sort of, you know, help out, whether that's renting their homes to visitors on Airbnb or parking people in their lawns, just like it was at a Packers game.
Jeff, I've been reading your reporting on how local businesses are preparing. You've written basically the equivalent of a novel over the last month or so. There's so much going on there. Restaurants.
Yeah.
Now, they're used to Packer games, things like that. How are restaurants getting ready for this? There's more numbers coming in over the course of the weekend than even a Packer game.
Yeah, so they're prepping as if it is a Packers home weekend. They're kind of leaning on their extra staff for Packers weekends and their experiences for those home game weekends when the entire stadium district is packed, to sort of prep for what they're going to need in terms of staff and also in terms of inventory, because we do enjoy our food and drink here in Wisconsin.
A couple of restaurants right on the boundaries, one expanding operations, one saying, yeah, you can't come in, but we'll sell you some pizza. What are some of the different approaches?
Well, some of it is about that proximity to the draft area, which, you know, businesses like Lodge Kohler are expanding their food and beverage operations into their parking lots. You know, a lot of the bar and grills like Stadium View and Anduzzi's east of the stadium are also doing the same. But yeah, then there are businesses like Chuck E. Cheese or, you know, there's a local hardware store down a couple of blocks south of the draft grounds that they're planning to just close down. Some of that will be that access to those businesses is a little bit hampered or difficult, but also that in all probability, most of Green Bay is going to be focused on that draft area.
Traffic, congestion. Anybody who's been to a Packers game knows you don't leave fast. What is congestion going to look like? What's traffic looking like for this this weekend of draft activity?
So this is going to be one of the big questions that we're still kind of waiting on, you know, because while there's the expectation is 250,000 people, that's over 3 days. It could be that, you know, the same person is counted twice if they attend 2 days. So we're not sure kind of just how big the sheer volume will be, but, the prep is much the same, you know, parking and lawns, rolling out the red carpet and being ready.
Green Bay is getting ready for the NFL draft next week. Jeff Bollier is reporting on those preparations for the Green Bay Press-Gazette, sharing the latest with us right now. One thing in your reporting surprised me, Jeff, how I didn't think about it, is lots of people, lots of attention on this, lots of use of cell phones. How are cell networks getting ready for this?
So they are beefing up their antennas, their systems, so that they can both handle more sheer volume of people, you know, with phones in there trying to send those pictures and videos and share them on social media. But also, you know, for on the business side of things, too, there's going to be a huge demand and a huge need for bandwidth and for capacity on their networks. And so pretty much every provider has requested approval and started some longer ago than others to make upgrades and improvements, adding antennas, adding additional network service systems so that the added volume of people here will be handled.
One of the big questions was lodging. And I remember months ago, local seminars on, hey, here's how to rent out your place for this weekend. How are things playing out now with both, you know, people renting out their personal spaces and hotels 1 week out?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It was one of the things that a lot of people were expecting, and a lot of that, you know, Green Bay has about 5,000 or a few more than 5,000 hotel rooms that, you know, a large majority of those, but not all, were secured by the NFL and its partners, either contractors, you know, business organizations. And so there was a lot of like, where are people going to stay? So, you know, hoteliers know their business. They did not put all of their rooms available out on the market until just a couple of weeks ago, you know, to wait until it was a little closer, because while the community has been preparing for this and working on this for about 2 years now, you know, the draft and football fans, you know, really are looking at the weather and kind of waiting until now to determine whether they want to attend this free event and if it's going to work out for them. So it's been hard to kind of figure out what the demand will be, but there are still, I just checked, and there's about 12 or 14 hotels with rooms available in Brown County and many more in the Appleton area as well. But that always was the expectation also, was that, you know, this was going to be a regional, if not statewide, operation or impact, you know, in terms of needing, you know, people to, you know, people will be finding rooms in Appleton, Oshkosh, Sheboygan, you know, beyond just the Green Bay area. So it'll be good, and we'll see what comes.
One thing I loved in your reporting, one thing that could have been but isn't, people will not be staying at a cruise ship parked in Green Bay.
Yeah, it was great to see the community kind of its imagination and its mind run wild about how to increase capacity and to handle an event of this size. And so, you know, there was an idea of could we dock a cruise ship, which they are coming in June to dock in Green Bay, but for a cruise, not for the draft. But they wanted to, you know, could we bring a cruise ship and add some hotel rooms? Could we, you know, to get more people up here, charter a train, which is a thing, from Amtrak to handle getting more people up here as a showcase for the opportunity or possibility for Amtrak expansion into northeastern Wisconsin. So it was very cool to see just kind of the collaboration and the imagination that the Green Bay Area community has shown in response to this once in a lifetime event.
Anytime a city hosts a big event like this, there's a big question mark in the air about how much economic impact this is going to have. We probably won't sort things out for a bit. What I guess for local leaders, what does success look like?
So that'll be interesting to see. We're not really sure yet. And that's the thing, is that, you know, with this being a free event, it's, you know, everybody is sort of uncertain as to just how big it will be, or just how, you know, just how it will go, what the business impact is going to be. But the general sort of benchmark that we've been talking about and had set a while ago was that the expectation is that this will generate $20 million in the Brown County area alone, which is a little bit more than your average Packers home game, and roughly $94 million statewide. So we'll see how that goes, but, you know, it will It'll take a little time to figure out whether or not it was a success in that way.
That's for the money made over that weekend. Another hope whenever a city hosts something like this is we're bringing new people in and maybe we're putting ourselves on the radar for them to come back, not just for a Packer game, but they love the Green Bay area and they're going to come back and visit. Are people framing it in this way? Like, hey, we're kind of reaching out maybe to a new tourism audience here.
Very, very much so. My colleague Kendra Miner just wrote a story about 11, attractions and places to go visit here in Green Bay. Some of our favorites are some of the more renowned ones, such as Bay Beach Amusement Park, home to Elvis's favorite roller coaster, the Zip It Pippin.
Zip and Pippin, I've ridden that.
Yes, I have too. It's quite a ride. Bay Beach is opening up. Some of the, we're going to have a special Saturday farmers market downtown in the hopes of showcasing some of the food and drink and, kind of experience that that a Green Bay area farmers market is. And also, a lot of organizations are really kind of opening up their doors to draft visitors to show off Green Bay's culture, history, and ties to football, and that'll take a lot of forms from, community support that the NFL is kind of organizing and mustering, but also in the form of things like, the Packers Heritage Trail Living History and Booyah Battle and the Draft City Music Festival in downtown Green Bay.
And Jeff, your colleagues in the sports department, I know where they're going to be watching the stage and who's getting drafted. During the event, briefly, what are you going to be reporting on?
I and my colleagues at the Press Gazette will be on the grounds looking for, what stories are out there, how experiences are going, whether it is living up to expectations and the hype, but also then just, like AirVenture or down in Oshkosh or the Ryder Cup, the expectation is that a lot of visitors are going to just be happy to be here and enjoying a fun festival of football. So it'll be fun talking to them and just getting their stories as much as anything else that happens in the draft. That'll be me.
We'll leave it there. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Rob, thank you for having me.
That's Jeff Beaulieu, business reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette, talking about preparations for the NFL draft coming up next week in Green Bay.